The Distillery, especially for the whiskey connoisseur.
Indeed it is. Today is Thursday, and I'd like to welcome once again Regim Tembu. He is the brand manager for, well, you work for Diageo.
Yes.
And Diageo does a number of different brands, but today we're talking about Johnny Walker.
Definitely.
Awesome. And Mazel Tov. Congratulations. Sorry.
Congratulations,
because Gold Label has been voted globally the best blend.
Dubbed the best blend globally, which is a fantastic honor from our end. It proves that we take a lot of time to produce the spirits that we make, and definitely a winner in terms of taste.
Incredible. How does it compare to the Blue Label?
So the Blue Label, interestingly enough, if you read at the bottom, it has a gold bar at the bottom towards the end. The gold bar says there's italics, there's writing. It says our blend cannot be beat. Basically what they mean is Diageo is the biggest spirit company in the world. We own about 8 million casks across 29 distilleries in the four corners of Scotland. We then selectively, because we want to create one of the best blends, we then selectively choose 1 in 10,000 to go into the Johnny Walker Blue. So it is definitely an emotional experience. From the 1 in 10,000 that we choose, it's some of the whiskies that we don't have anymore, because Diageo went around buying distilleries that were still operating then, that don't operate anymore now, but we still held the whiskey that those guys owned.
Incredible.
So it's an emotional experience. Johnny Walker Blue is not your everyday luxury whiskey. Some of the whiskeys that we do are everyday luxury whiskey. Yes. Johnny Walker Gold is like a celebration kind of whiskey. But Johnny Walker Blue is...
Yes, I know. Every bottle is a celebration. I would agree with Ridge.
Cool, man. So that's basically how it's structured. The brand itself started in 1820. So in 2 years, we're celebrating 200 years.
Was Johnny Walker a real person?
Yes, he was. He was born in a place called Ayrshire in Scotland. He was born in 1814. In 1819, his parents passed on. In 1820, he had to move on.
So if he was born in 1814 and his parents died at 1819.
Yeah, that's 15.
It's 5. Isn't that 5?
1819.
So he was born in 1804.
Yes.
And that's why am I asking that? Because that's going to be very, very important for you to know. We want to give away a bottle of this Johnny Walker Gold Label Reserve. Can that be the question?
It could be one.
In what year was Johnny Walker born?
Definitely.
You need to sign your name.
Yep.
And you can't have won on High FM in the last 90 days. SMS me, 34519. Those SMSs are charged at 150. Or you can send us a Telegram message if you have the app. And that number is 061-895-1019. I have Regim Tembu in studio with us. This is the guy who taught me, actually, that each nostril smells differently.
Definitely.
So when you do whiskey tasting, you need to smell one side of your nose and then with the other side, and then you smell it with both nostrils, but you open your mouth.
Definitely, you're on the money. When you open your mouth, you basically breathe in and out. Just have the glass in between your lip and your nose. Open your mouth, you breathe in with your nose, out with your mouth. For like 3 to 4 seconds, it makes you salivate. It gives you a sensation of the notes.
When I smelt this just now, it smelled like the weekend. It actually smells like the weekend. Smell it. All right, so tell us some other tricks about when we are tasting whiskey.
Okay, cool. So,
are you finished with telling us about Johnny Walker? I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's cool. I think I'll just touch on it as I go.
Okay.
Cool. So one interesting trick that I forgot to do with you guys is that sometimes what we do is we take an ice block and put it inside the whiskey, which is not really a bad thing, but basically what happens is that the chemical reaction happens inside the glass as opposed to your palate. So now we'll do something different. We'll take the ice and put it on your palate, chill your palate for a while, then have the whiskey, then the chemical reaction is happening in your mouth as opposed to in the glass.
Luba, are you a whiskey drinker?
not to this level.
Do I have the best job in the world, or do I have the best job in the world? Actually, Reggie's got the best job in the world.
I enjoy my whiskey, but I'll learn something new today.
So okay, so you're going to grab a piece of ice, and is he going to put it in his mouth?
Yeah, I think everyone that is going to have a sip, just take one. I'm also going to take one.
I'm gonna have a okay, sip. So... You're going to take
the ice, put it in your mouth.
That's not the smallest bits of ice.
Well, we have an extra bowl here. So
Luba, can you sing for us? Can you say Mississippi? All right, we want to give away a bottle of Gold Label Reserve, Johnny Walker. Want to know, in what year was Johnny Walker born? And so you let us know. And that number, those numbers are 34519. Just put the ice back in your mouth.
It's 1805.
Oh, no, you can't enter the competition. I'm sorry, Reggie, you can't enter this competition. All right, just never mind. Reggie's not going to enter. But if you know the answer of when Johnny Walker was born, then you let us know. And that number is 34519. Please sign your name. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. We're going to be tasting some Missi Baba Haifa. That means a party in Haifa. All right, so we're going to put all this ice in our mouth. Mm-hmm. And then your mouth looks nice and cool.
Well, okay. It is cool.
Okay.
So for a few seconds. Cool.
Okay, so you talk while I put this ice in my mouth.
Okay, cool. So you put the ice block in your mouth. Make sure that your mouth is really cold, mm-hmm. In all the areas and compartments. And then after that, you take the block of ice out, and then you have a small sip, a very small sip.
Okay, so this is the unglamorous part. Definitely.
That's why we're doing it on radio.
All right, so you put it in, and when your mouth feels really nice and cold, then you spit out the ice block.
Yes.
And
then you have a small sip of the whiskey.
A small sip. Okay, let's go. Has it made any difference, Luba?
Interesting, because like my mouth's on fire.
What about you, Lindy?
I didn't have the ice in that long, so I really did not feel much of a difference. Okay. It felt like it would otherwise, you know.
Okay. Otherwise, it would make a difference. What about you, Reggie? But you know what to expect, though.
Indeed, it's kind of a cheat with me, but yeah. So what it does, it calms down the strength of the ethanol, as it were, in the whiskey. So then the experience is way more pleasurable, even for like a person who's not really into whiskey. You just taste all the beautiful notes that you're usually talking about.
Yeah. It tastes fruitier than I would have thought.
And sweeter.
Definitely.
Why am I tasting sweeter?
Yes.
That's the thing.
There's also, the notes that you get from
incredible trick.
The 18 is a bit of honey, a bit of hazelnut, a slight citrus kind of note.
That's really delicious.
The kind of notes that you pick up. It's not as bold for scotch. It's very light. A lot of people that enjoy a light but kind of sweet, sort of nutty kind of whiskey, really enjoy the 18-year-old. When you juxtapose it to the second one that you're going to have, you're going to feel the difference.
Oh, we're going to have more?
Yeah, we're going to have one more.
This is so exciting. It was delicious. So what's the difference between Gold Label and Gold Label Reserve? Are they the same? They're not the same, right?
They're not the same. So
we're giving away a bottle of Gold Label Reserve?
Yes.
What's the value of that, by the way?
It's $650.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's a nice bottle of whiskey.
Definitely. If it won, so what is globally.
Best. Yeah, this is the best whiskey blend in the world.
Scotch blend in the world, yeah.
Scotch blend in the world. Okay, so what is the difference between Gold Label, Johnny Walker Gold Label, and Gold Label Reserve?
So the Gold Label had an age statement on it, which was an 18, and the Reserve doesn't have an age statement on it. And basically, we have the Johnny Walker Platinum, which we call the 18 now, which we just tasted now. The Johnny Walker 18 has more mature whiskeys inside because this is blend.
This is absolutely delicious.
And the Johnny Walker Gold had an 18, yes, but didn't have as mature whiskeys inside. So the business took a decision to say, let's make the gold label the gold label reserve and remove the 18, since the Johnnie Walker Platinum or 18, as it were, now has more mature whiskey, we'll dub that as the 18.
I'll tell you something. This Platinum is just out of this world. And this trick that you've taught us, it makes it so smooth. You don't taste the alcohol. You actually just taste the flavor.
Definitely. As I said, it just hugs the ethanol and then releases all the flavor. It's a different experience to how you'd normally have whiskey. Obviously, you need to read the situation. Some people ask me during a tasting, so if I'm going to a Shisanyama, is this how I have whiskey? Obviously, you need to read your situation. If you're going into a fine dining space, right, you would do such. But if you are having a good time with friends and celebrating, chances are you wouldn't want to have it this way. Because this is like, it's
not glamorous to have this massive, you know. If you are going to a whiskey tasting, it's actually the perfect time. Maybe we should organize a whiskey tasting.
Yeah, we could. There's no problems in that.
Mandy, what do you think? Have you tasted any? No. She won't say a word on radio. Nobody actually believes that Mandy Paking exists.
Look, she's just frowned and walked off.
I know. She actually stormed off. She's gone back into her cave. All right. Reggie, let's talk about that other whiskey that you've got. Okay, so we've tasted the Platinum.
Yes, that's we call it the John Walker 18 now.
Oh, do I have to finish? But I also
part
have
of the
to.
Rule.
But I've got lots of buttons to push.
It's fine. We'll prompt you if you're getting lost.
Cool. Right. So that was the Johnnie Walker 18, previously known as the Johnnie Walker Platinum. What are we going to have now is the Johnnie Walker Green. And the Johnnie Walker Green is really a special one in our collection, in the sense that it's a single malt blend, in the sense that it has multiple single malts to make one blend. So we take four single malts, yes, we put them together to create one blend.
Okay, so technically it's a blend, but it's a blend from single malts.
Yes,
so
only
can
single
you do
malts.
That single malt thing where you put it on your palm and you rub your hands together and you smell?
Definitely you can. You can.
Because you can't do that with a normal blend.
You can. The thing is with those kind of things, basically it's to help people who really can't pick up the notes to kind of nose beforehand. I don't think that you guys are really that bad. I think you can easily pick up the notes from the nosing, yes, using the technique that I taught you. Because most of the time, with that people, most of the time it's the guys that really struggle with picking up the notes from the whiskey. So we make it as simple as possible in that regard. So the Johnnie Walker Green has four single malts. It has Talisker, it has Cow Ela, it has Craigenmore and Linkwood.
I've heard of two of those. I've heard of Talisker and Craigenmore.
Craigenmore. Okay, cool. Which is, you know, the funny thing about the Johnnie Walkers, all of them, we have two signature single malts that are in all of them. Cardhu is in all of them except Johnnie Walker Green, and we call Cardhu, which is a single malt from Speyside, we call it the heart of Johnnie Walker. And then we have Cow Ela, which is in all of them. Cow Ela then presents smoky, peaty, very bold notes, and the Cardhu is very light, sweet, kind of more warm notes. So when you put the two together, it then gives you your signature bold Scotch whiskey with a bit of warmth and slight sweetness and a bit of smoke. So,
all right, coming up, we've got to take news headlines. We've also got to take sport with Louis Karpus. Then we're going to give away this bottle of the Gold Label Reserve. We want to know in what year was Johnnie Walker, who was a real person, what year was Johnnie Walker born? Send it through either on text 34519, sign your name, or you can send us a telegram if you have the app on 061-895-1019. And let's see if we can give this to you. It's valued at 650 Rand. But you know what? It's such a special whiskey. It has just been voted the world's best blend of Scotch.
Definitely.
I said Scotch. I didn't say whiskey. What is the difference? Seriously, what is the difference between Scotch and whiskey?
We have other blends that are not Scotch. So
what is Scotch? What's whiskey?
So we have Scotch blends. We have Irish blends. We have Japanese blends, which have now come through.
Scotch as
recently.
In Scotland?
Scotland, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why it's good. The whiskey connoisseurs will really take you to book if you don't put it accordingly with the categories. So that's why we classify it as a Scotch blend specifically, so you understand what you're talking about.
Absolutely delicious. All right, let's get some news headlines. We'll speak to Louis Carpus. Then we're going to give away a bottle of Gold Label Reserve. Could be you. Send through the answer. Sash, what can you tell us? What's coming up in the news?
In the headlines, a Hamas official has ordered Gazans to kill all Jews that they find. Netanyahu meets with Jerusalem K's regarding the nationality law. And Sashi Naidu has been banned from Israel for a decade.
Can she still eat hummus, though?
I think everyone should be allowed to eat hummus, regardless of where you are.
Up with hummus, down with Hamas. Okay, good. Let's speak to Louis Carpus. Oh, Louis singing to us. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Louis Carpus, are you with us?
I am indeed, Kathy. I am with you. Thank you.
Very good. Let's talk about Sir Alex Ferguson. He's spoken for the first time since the stroke. What did he have to say?
Well, you know, and I please all my friends and those people who are just listeners, who I hope are my friends. Of course, we're all friends, yeah?
Yes, we are, Louis Carpus. We certainly are. Are you there with us? I think we lost Louis Carpus. Do you think it was something to do with Cape Town? Or do you think he's just upset that he wasn't included in this whiskey tasting?
Well, he just lost his wicket.
Load shedding in Joburg.
All right, let's see if we can get hold of Louis Carpus. What do you want to tell us about the Reggie? About this? So it's a blend of four single malt Johnny Walker.
Yes.
Whiskies. Scotch.
It's single malts that are owned by Diageo that go into the Johnny Walker blend.
And this is the green?
Yes. So the green, in terms of the notes, it presents, as I said, you have Kauila inside and you have Talisker, which are really smoky, woody, bold, kind of typical Scotch Islay kind of notes. And then you have Craigenmore and Linkwood, which are lighter, a bit of sweetness. A slight pepper from the two very smoky, very peaty whiskies. And those are generally the notes that you pick up from the Johnny Walker Green. So it's fascinating. A lot of people that
really
are into
nice.
That are into single malts, if they ask me what can they have in the Johnny Walker range, I usually suggest the Johnny Walker Green. It's basically like having a single malt buffet.
Do you know what this smells like? And I've smelled this before. Yeah. When you smell a really, really good aftershave on a man or a fragrance, there's something in that. I don't know what it is, but it's in here.
It's a very
delicious.
It's a very good interpretation.
But you know what I'm talking about?
No,
Reggie?
Definitely. I can pick it up.
There's something.
It's a balance between a bold and a freshness. It's a balance between a bold and a freshness that
it's
you're talking
sophistication.
About.
Sophistication.
Yes, definitely.
It's status. Definitely. It's something.
Power.
Okay. Power. I'm not kidding. I'm being absolutely
You seem
sincere.
Very anxious to taste this.
No. Well,
you have to go through the ice.
No, well, you know what? Sometimes the...
Kathy,
oh, do
ice.
I have to do the ice again? Okay, well, I've got to talk. So I'll do the ice in
you
a minute.
You haven't mastered the art of talking with ice in your mouth? Didn't
no,
you study
but
Pygmalion?
No, but you're going to sing for us, right? We're going to be giving away this bottle of Gold Label Reserve, courtesy of Diageo and Johnny Walker. It is a bottle of Gold Label Reserve, valued at 650 Rand. Johnny Walker. It's just been voted the world's best Scotch blend. Absolutely incredible. Joining me in studio is Reggie Mthembu, and he's been teaching us all these tricks about how to taste Scotch, how to taste Scotch whiskey, Irish whiskey, whatever you like. But you put this piece of ice in your mouth, and you wait until your mouth gets really, really cold, and then you take a very small sip of the whiskey. And it's just a completely different experience. I encourage you to try it. I really do. Especially with, you know, something like Green Label, which we were actually about to taste.
Yep.
Okay. So, Luba, what's your thought? Have you tasted it yet? Has your ice melted?
Even forgotten what it tasted like.
Okay, Luba looks like he's already had enough. Luba, how's that?
I prefer... With my single malts, I usually stick to more space-side, so peaty ones are not usually what I jump for instinctively. But I can tell the difference between the two.
Definitely. So this has more of a Islay. He spoke about Speyside. Speyside is a region.
There's something woody.
Yes. Mm. So
and maybe that's the aftershave kind of that I'm picking up.
Yes.
Like a really expensive, nice aftershave.
Definitely. So when he spoke about Speyside is a region in Scotland that is known for very fruity, rich, lighter kind of whiskies. And then that's Speyside. Then you have Islay, which is known for really woody and peaty kind of whiskies. And Cow Ila comes from Islay. Talisker comes from an island in Scotland, but its characteristic and its intrinsics are very much aligned to your Islay kind of whiskey. So it's very smoky, very woody as well. So that's why it's like the base of the whiskey is very woody, very peaty.
You don't use anything from the Highlands or so?
Not in the Highlands. I'll have to check for you between, I don't think Craigenmore comes from there, but I'll have to check, because Craigenmore and Linkwood are the other two, and
okay.
I'm not really sure at the moment where they come from. I don't think they come from the Highlands, but I'll have to check. Cool.
All right, can we pick a winner? Because we want to give away this, should I tell you, I did have a taste when the two of you were talking. This is absolutely good. Delicious.
No, it is. It's wonderful, as I said, if you juxtapose it.
I would never have... It's such a weird thing. I would never have tasted Green Label because I don't like the color.
Wow.
Don't make it personal.
Wow. It's really emotional. Wow.
Not the color of the whiskey, but of the color. The
green itself.
What color would
talk
work
to
for
me
you?
Gold, blue, black. Like, I love those kind of colors, but I don't know. There's something about green that's like unappetizing until I tasted this. So I will never judge a bottle by its cover again.
Well, remember, in the British context, I mean, green is quite popular, British racing green in colour for sports cars and stuff like that. But you do know that I've
already won the bottle, first. Right?
I mean, it's my birthday next week. You kind of snuck it through
my
to me
on
and
Monday.
Said, what number?
30. You?
Seriously?
No, I'm not turning 30.
Mine's a milestone, so he gave it
Are
to
you
me.
Serious?
What's your milestone?
50.
Are you turning 50? You and Howard Feldman in the same week?
No, but he's not turning 50.
Yes, he is.
Howard? We're the same age. I thought he was maybe just...
What date is yours?
On the 3rd.
We're just going to have this conversation like you're not even here, Reg. Sorry.
No, I'm here.
You're on the 3rd.
He's on the...
back.
He's on the 5th.
My birthday is on Monday as well.
Really?
Of July.
Leo.
Yes, definitely.
Leo, you said I knew I loved you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, my gosh. That's why the studio right now is pumping. All right. Can we give away this bottle?
Yep.
We have got literally hundreds and hundreds. I'm going to have to go to the very first correct answer, which is...
So pick the 50th answer.
No, because then I have to sit here and count 50.
You can count, can't you?
You saw me drink those other ones. No, seriously, Luba, I can't count the 50th.
Okay.
Can we just go with the first correct one?
Okay. If it makes you happy.
Very nice. Okay. So, what was the... Okay, so the question was, in what year was Johnny Walker born? Was it 1804 or 1805?
1805. We just played a trick there on them.
1805. You did, Leo.
Yeah.
All right, so then the first correct answer is actually... somebody named Dan... Dan, we're going to give you a call. You've won this this bottle of Johnny Walker Gold Label Reserve. He says, Dan says, 1805.
Definitely.
Congratulations, Dan.
Well done, Dan. You can actually give us a call, or Mandy can give you a call. Man, can you call Dan? And we'll organize to get this bottle to you as soon as possible. Are you going to hang out with us until 6 o'clock?
Unfortunately, I have other commitments. I have to dack.
You can see you're very smart, Ernie. Jace.
Yeah.
Listen, happy birthday for Monday.
Likewise.
How many?
I'm a young boy. I'm younger than I look. It's just bad habits.
Still don't know the number. 21 plus that.
No, I'm turning 28, actually.
Really?
90. Wow. I'm a 90 boy.
Like me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A little
bit. Very nice. All right, well, listen, you've at least got to stay for our sundowner song.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you, this is our Sundown song. Firstly, thank you to everybody who entered. There literally were hundreds of messages that came through. People love Johnny Walker, let me tell you. So this artist, she was born Helen Falaside Adu. She was born on the 16th of January, 1959. She's a Nigerian singer and songwriter. She's backed by members Paul Derman, Andrew Hale, and Stuart Matthewman. She gained worldwide fame as the lead vocalist of the English band, of an English band. Right? Any ideas of who I'm talking about? Anyone want to guess?
Sade?
Gosh. Lubomaya Kiso. You are absolutely correct. Her name is, Sade. In fact, Sade.